This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Hillsboro-based Yep Rock Records is celebrating its 20th anniversary with a series of shows in Carrboro and Hillsboro this weekend. At a time when many labels have shut their doors or become parts of larger conglomerates, Yep Rock continues to thrive with releases from artists as diverse as Chapel Hill's Mandolin Orange and legendary songwriter Nick Lowe. Label co-founder Glenn Dicker stopped by during a busy week to talk about it. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
So are you surprised that you're still putting out records 20 years after founding the label?
I don't think I'm surprised. I'm very grateful for the fact that that's still the case. But yeah, I guess I'm not real surprised.
Two things. What was the impetus to start the label, and what was the business like back then compared to now?
Okay, well, I guess the impetus to start the label was twofold. One, which was because we loved music and wanted to put out records ourselves to have a little bit more control over it. And the other part of it was more of a practical reason. We have a distribution company called Red Eye, and it would be very helpful to have some records that we could put through the system that were 100% ours and not something that another distributor potentially could take away from us.
So what does it feel like you did to put Yep Rock Records in a position to be successful over these last two decades? I mean, it's been a tumultuous time in the music business.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, having the distribution definitely was a good thing. It gave us a little extra connectivity to the retail community and helped us stay on top of the trends that were changing and continue to change. But I think that just sort of following our instincts and doing music that we loved, we go to the Cat's Cradle one night and the Mayflies would be playing. The next night it would be the $2 Pistols, and both nights could be sold out, but it would be the same people at both shows.
Sure.
And we were just kind of like, this is good. This is the scene that we'd like to be a part of. And I guess we figured our record collections looked like this anyway.
Right.
A little bit across the board.
At what point did it transition into a not a regional operation, both in distribution and for Yep Rock Records as a label?
For Yep Rock, the first sort of national artist that we worked with was Low Straitjackets. And then shortly after that was Nick Lowe. I think for us, we always call Nick like the great legitimizer of the label.
Sure.
Because before that, we were kind of like not really on anybody's radar. But when that happened, everybody kind of paid more attention to us, and people would accept our phone calls all of a sudden.
The bin, I throw the laundry in, dig out the cleanest shirt. When all at once I'm seized again by...
So what are you looking forward to in the next 20 years, Glenn?
Honestly, I think doing more of the same. I guess we try to work with artists that you couldn't imagine them doing anything but what they're doing. You know, I can't imagine like Andrew from Mandolin Orange doing anything but playing music.
No.
I just can't see it. And that, to me, is sort of part of the success, I think, of a lot of the folks that we try to work with. It's just, you couldn't see them doing anything but that.
She came along like she was hiding some deep secret.
Glenn Dicker is the co-founder and owner of Yep Rock Records. The label is celebrating its 20th anniversary this weekend with ticketed concerts at the Cat's Cradle and a free outdoor music festival in Hillsboro Saturday afternoon. Thanks for stopping in, Glenn.
Thanks for having me.